Leader Alexander Lukashenko flew to Russia looking for more support from President Vladimir Putin, and he got it. Putin promised a $1.5 billion loan for Belarus. Despite increasingly aggressive action from Lukashenko's security forces, he has failed to reclaim the streets from demonstrators. Tens of thousands of them taunted him Sunday with chants of, quote, "You're a rat," end quote. Lukashenko calls the demonstrators a Western plot and has placed his fate in Moscow's hands, requesting economic support and military aid. There will be a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, signifying normalized relations between the two countries. Since the August diplomatic breakthrough brokered by the U.S., Israeli business leaders have rushed to Abu Dhabi and Dubai with their products. A group of industry leaders is due in the Emirates Monday. The first business delegation visited the UAE last week following an official Israeli government visit. The UN Human Rights Office reports the Myanmar military continues to attack, persecute, and commit gross violations against the Rohingya Muslims 3 years after similar actions triggered a mass exodus of more than 750,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh. The report has been submitted to the UN Human Rights Council. A local Myanmar human rights organization is calling on the international community to cut its business ties with the military conglomerates and to impose a moratorium on arms transfers to Myanmar. Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday accused the European Union of threatening Britain's territorial integrity as he urged lawmakers to back a new bill that breaks international law. Johnson's government has openly admitted the UK internal market bill, if passed, will breach the withdrawal agreement it signed with Brussels. This is VOA News. Argentina's coronavirus positive rate, the number of daily infections to the number of tests carried out, has topped 50%, underscoring how much work the South American country has to do to bring the virus under control. Argentina was one of the region's success stories early on, with a strict lockdown imposed in March. It has since seen infections soar in recent months, first gripping the capital of Buenos Aires and surrounding areas, and now spreading in the provinces. The United Kingdom, which has suffered Europe's deadliest coronavirus outbreak, has recorded more than 3,000 new cases of COVID-19 for the third day in a row, for the first time since May, AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The Department for Health and Social Services reported a further 3,330 cases, taking the three-day tally above 10,000. Though a ramp-up in testing accounts for some of the increase, it's clear that the UK has seen the virus spread in recent weeks. Daily cases are more than double those reported a couple of weeks ago, a change that has stoked concerns of a second wave of the virus. To get on top of the flare-up, authorities have tightened a number of restrictions to everyday life. Zaria Shackley, London.
Ryanair expects the European Commission to unveil a new system of COVID-19 travel advice this week that will open up most regions of the continent to travel without quarantine, this according to the chief executive. The European Commission earlier this month proposed a common traffic light system for EU member states to coordinate border controls and remedy the current confusing patchwork of coronavirus restrictions on travelers across Europe. In Australia, Queensland State Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says she's been under police guard because of death threats and growing public anger over pandemic border restrictions.
This has taken an enormous toll on nearly every single person in our community. Every single person in our community in Queensland has had to give up an awful lot.
The government has been under mounting criticism for making travelers spend 2 weeks in hot quarantine when they cross the state border from other parts of Australia. A person familiar with the matter said Sunday China's ByteDance has picked a consortium led by Oracle for a deal for the U.S. operations of short video app TikTok, beating out rival bidder Microsoft. ByteDance has been in talks to sell TikTok's U.S. business to potential buyers since U.S. President Donald Trump threatened last month to ban the service if it was not sold. ByteDance will need approval for the deal from governments of the United States and China. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's on VOA1.